The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab. Amminadab became the father of Nashon, Nashon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud. Abiud became the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Achim, Achim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar. Eleazar became the father of Mathan, Mathan the father of Joseph, Mathan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, every time we celebrate the feast day of a saint, what we're actually celebrating is the day they were born into heaven, the day they were born into eternal life. Because every saint's feast day is, well, it's actually the day that they died. But in the course of our year, a little trivia question for you here this morning, there are 3 days and 3 days only in which we celebrate not the feast day of somebody, the day that they died, but rather the day they were born into this world. You know what those 3 days are? They are Christmas Day, the birth of John the Baptist, and today's feast day, the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Actually commemorates a day in the 4th century in which they founded a church in Jerusalem, the Church of St. Anne. St. Anne, the mother of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I've actually been to that famous ancient church in Jerusalem. Granny Annie, they called her. But a little other trivia point for you today. Did you know that if you take today's feast day and you clock back 9 months, you will then understand why we celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Conception on December the 8th. Just a little trivia point for you today. Because the fact of the matter is, nobody really knows what day the Blessed Virgin Mary was born. Gospels don't mention it. But if you would, just consider this one point today. The day the Blessed Mother was born was the most important day in all of history up until that point, and absolutely nobody knew it. Not mighty Caesar or Augustus, not all the great Roman generals, not all the people who the world thought were so important. Absolutely nobody knew it, because God does his best work in hiddenness. Something to remember for today. Consider also that anyone who's a truly great saint, like the absolute top of the spiritual stairs, they do more good with one single prayer and with one single act, anything at all that they do dedicated to the love of God, than all the merely human work of all the other people in the whole world put together. No exaggeration. St. Teresa of Avila who tells us that. And then when you consider the Blessed Mother's hidden life, all the hidden prayers, all the hidden ordinary household chores, and she was doing all that good and absolutely nobody knew about it. And it just goes to show you, God is always at work. I read this gospel. People complain. They say, why do you read that boring gospel with all those boring Old Testament names? I had a lady once after Mass, she said, I don't ever want you to read that gospel again. I said, that's above my pay grade. I'm not in charge of changing the readings. People always ask, why do you read that gospel? Well, I'm not going to get into why we read into the genealogy, but I will tell you this. Consider that every single name that I read is a link in a chain that led to the birth of Christ. Take one of those links away, the entire chain breaks, including a lot of unsavory characters that we read, like Tamar and Rahab and David, you know, the mighty hero of the Old Testament. Let's not forget he was a blatant adulterer who had the husband of the lady killed by putting him on the front lines in battle. Unsavory character. And every single one of them was needed. It all led to the birth of Christ. Because like St. Paul said in the first reading, everything works for the good of those who love God. And God's always working in the most hidden ways and we're never paying attention. In fact, here's something that you can take to the bank. The more the world takes notice of anything, the less it matters. You know, some celebrity made a new movie, some sports star won a game, set a new record. Who cares? Who cares? I tell you, this generation's hero, a couple generations from now, completely forgotten. We've got a couple of the younger grades here. A few years back, I was speaking to the second graders and about this and about that. And in the course of talking to the second graders, the name of Paul McCartney came up, and all the second graders had the same reaction. Who's Paul McCartney? And I thought, sick transit gloria mundi, right? Completely forgotten. Because what matters is what matters to God. It's almost always unnoticed on this earth. So just a couple points for you to take home and pray about. Number one, don't ever be discouraged if you think nothing's happening. You pray and nothing's happening. You do good work and nothing's happening. Don't ever be discouraged if you think nothing's happening, because God's providence and his timing are perfect. Not just good, not just great, flawless. And he makes all things work to the good of those who love him. And the second thing to remember is this. Remember the Blessed Virgin Mary on this, her feast day. Somebody once asked St. Bonaventure, if God could have made the world better. And his answer was, yes, God could have made the world a lot better. He could have made the sky bluer, he could have made the grass greener, he could have made a better tasting berry than the strawberry, but there's one thing God could not have done better. He could not have made the Blessed Virgin Mary more perfect. She is full of grace, a friend in a high place. Don't forget, she's biased in your favor. And we'll ask for her prayers to help us today. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.